So with many in radical Islam vowing revenge for the death of Osama bin Laden, the debate now is whether or not to release the death photograph of Osama. I don't know. You've seen one, you've seen them all. I'll take the U.S. military and the U.S. government at their word when they say that they got him. I'm sure the DNA tests or whatever they did to confirm the death is true. They did follow a Muslim ritual when they buried him at sea, and that should be it. But is it? Is that the final straw when it comes to the war on terror? Of course not. Many in the left will say that Barack Obama is the great savior. No, it's the Navy SEALs and those that organize the attack on Osama bin Laden, I guess, for lack of a better term, that are the heroes. The men and women in uniform that go out and protect us every day in that war on terror are the heroes. Barack Obama, say that as many times as you want, I get mixed up, but Barack Obama is the one that was in power when Osama was taken out. Those that have worked hard to take this guy out, including the Bush administration and the Obama administration, need as much credit as they can get. How did they get the information? Was it waterboarding? What was it? Well, I'm not sure, but it is for sure that some good intelligence paid big dividends. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.